Good morning. This is Dr. Leonard with Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. We're going to talk this morning about going to the veterinary office. So one of my staff members, David, suggested to me to remind you that dogs need to be on leashes and cats need to be on carriers. The reason we do this is because our liability insurance provider says we have to do that. And you should really want to do it also. Even though your dog loves every other dog, the dog that he goes over and runs to in my office may not like every other dog. And that cat that reaches out and scratches at your dog when it runs over to it and scratches his eye and causes his eye to rupture and you have a blind dog afterwards, probably not a good idea. So we need to have cats and carriers and leashes on dogs. If you forget your leash, we have them to give away to you. If you forget your carrier or don't have one, step in the office, grab a carrier, put your cat in it, and come on in. We're welcome to have you here, but we don't want anything bad to happen to your animals. We're here to help them, not to repair them after they get hurt in our office. Two reasons to come to the vet. One is routine vaccinations and exams. And of course, we've talked about rabies before. Remember that rabies in dogs is a law. Cats, it's optional. The other reason for coming is just kind of a routine health exam. When we do that, we check their teeth for sure. We like to have you bring a stool sample, and that needs to be a fresh stool sample. I always tell people if I can bounce it off the wall, it's not quite fresh enough. So make sure you bring us a fresh stool sample to check for worms. For that sample, we check for intestinal worms. We also check for heartworms. Again, we're kind of dictated as to how we do that, so we check for heartworms every time your animal gets a rabies vaccination. So if you forget, that's yearly. If you remember, it's every 3 years. Always help us to remember to weigh your dog and your cat. I'm not very good at weighing cats for some reason. I think that dogs are important, but for some reason I don't weigh your cats and they're just as important. The other reason for coming to the veterinary office is with a sick animal or injured animal. When you come with those sick ones, you always want to make sure that you have a reason for coming. And remember, when that sick animal comes in, he may be in an adrenaline rush. And when he has adrenaline, that leg that was hurt when he came in was walking on it just fine, or all he's done all week, Doc, is lie around, and he comes into the office and he hears the other animals, and all at once he's bopping around like there's nothing wrong with him. Always make sure you have a good reason as to why you're bringing him in, and to be real honest with you, he just doesn't feel good, Doc, is not a very good reason for bringing him in. I need to know more information. One of the things that I love is I love when people bring lists. And to be real honest with you, I'll bet your MD would tell you exactly the same thing. If you have a list of questions, we're here to help you and we'll answer all the questions you can possibly come up with. Give me an example. If your dog's vomiting, the first question I'm going to ask you is, what did the very first vomit look like? How long between the time he eats and when he vomits? What does he vomit now? You know, is it just that clear, slimy stuff that you can't pick up off the floor? And keep some notes. You know, he's vomited 6 times. Some people come in, oh, he's vomited a bunch. Well, a bunch can be anywhere from 6 bananas to 200 grapes. So tell me how many times he's vomited. If he has diarrhea, I'm going to ask you, what's the consistency? Is it going to look like water pudding or mashed potatoes? That's my question. And what color is it? So kind of take some notes and figure those things out before you come in so that we can help you the best we can. Also, I'm going to ask you, especially if you have a vomiting and diarrhea dog or cat, I'm going to ask you what kind of food you are feeding. And I mean what brand and what variety of that food. If you tell me it's the green bag on the second shelf at Hy-Vee, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to tell you what brand it is. I need to know those things. I also want to ask you, where did you buy your last food? That's extremely important to me. And when did the problem start in relationship to that last bag of food that you bought? If your dog's limping, try to figure out which foot they're limping on. Now, that sounds kind of silly when I stand here and tell you that, but to be real honest with you, it's hard to tell sometimes what leg they're limping on. If you see something obvious at home, so every time he sits down, he holds up the right front leg, be sure you tell me that. It's always interesting to know which leg it really is, because sometimes it takes me as long to figure that out as it does to what's wrong with it. If you get on the internet and explore what your dog has, that's okay with me. I don't mind. Also, remember that all those symptoms that you put into that search engine are going to bring up a lot of different things. I'm always happy to have you tell me what you found, but if I tell you that's not what it is, please understand that it may be something else that I know more about than maybe the guy on the internet did. Being a veterinarian actually is a lot like being a pediatrician. A pediatrician has a parent with a child who can't speak. I have a client with a pet who can't speak. You tell me what you observe. Your parent tells the MD what they observe. then we look at the patient, and sometimes those things don't jive, so we have to ask you a lot of questions. Hopefully this has helped you a little bit when you come to the office the next time. Bring your list, bring your complaints, bring your concerns, and I'm here to help you at the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street, Atlantic, Iowa. The telephone number is always 243-2121.